Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I want to welcome you into Journey into Healing podcast. Now, the Journey into Healing podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment. And upcoming shows you can find over at elizabethsampson.com. So come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me over on Twitter at eSampsonRN and Facebook. All the links and the archives shows will be found over on my website at elizabethsampson.com. If this is your first time in, I want to thank you for stopping by. Now, my intention for this show is to inspire and awaken all of you to take 100% control and responsibility for your health, getting you focused and moving forward from today's medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you, the individual, are the architect of your belief, the creator of your reality, and the manifest master of your health. Now, this is a place to come where your transformational healing begins, universal teachings are applied, and your thoughts are inspired and awakened to make change happen and shift your world. Now, that being said, I intend to hold this space as a sacred place for the divine healing and the positive thoughts and transformative change. So if you stumbled upon this podcast, please know that there are no coincidences and the messages that you receive here today are indeed meant for your ears. So I'd like to ask you to share this podcast out with your friends, your families, and your followers, and all those that you feel will benefit from the messages that are here today. We do have a call-in number. If you do want to call in, I'll say the number, but I'd like you to keep this relevant to the interview that we're doing today. The number here is 646-564-9633. We do have a chat room open. And that being said, today we are interviewing Pooja Chawla. Now, after 9 years of running CARE, it's C-A-R-E, Actor, a theater arts education company in D.C., Pooja moved to L.A. to follow her heart's calling as an actress. While she loved teaching kids about creative expression, a near-death incident made her realize that she didn't want to leave this world without fully expressing her own gifts and talents. Now, in her new venture as a dream coach at Daydreamers International, she helps creative types bridge the gap between their artistic talents and the entrepreneurial world by using the power of imagination, storytelling, and knowledge of business tools. She says when one follows their heart, beautiful things emerge. The universe wants us to be exactly who we are. So that being said, I'd like to bring in Pooja and welcome her to the podcast. Welcome in, Pooja. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for inviting me on to this podcast. I've listened to the podcast, in previous episodes, and I've always enjoyed them. So thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. And your message is one that I can relate to. if anything, anybody knows anything about me and artwork, I've done artwork my whole entire life, drawing, sculpting, lettering, anything that I've done, journaling. And that is what inspires me to move forward. So it's so awesome that you are doing this in the world and with Daydreamers International. What a perfect name for your business. That is awesome. So tell us a little bit about, let's start with how you got started in this and about the CARE Acting and your near-death experience.
Well, it's a near-death incident, not a near-death experience. But it's slightly different. I know it sounds just like a near-death experience, but I didn't actually go unconscious. I just had a moment where I thought I was going to die, but actually didn't. It was totally fine. But okay, yes, let's start off with how I got into this. Actually, if you want to go really far back, I was a pharmacy student at Rutgers University when I was a teenager. So, you know, I got into college and I was a pharmacy student, and I was really supposed to go down this, you know, expected path, you know, within, you know, my family of, you know, going forward with a science or a, you know, we were, most people know, like the Asian or South Asian community, we're really all about being either a doctor, engineer, or, you know, some kind of lucrative profession. And that was what was expected of me as well. And so I was going to be going into pharmacy. I did join the pharmacy program. And within about a year or a year and a half, actually, I just felt really depressed. I did not, you know, I didn't feel like I was really in something that suited me and that was represented who really I was. And I just didn't know who I was in a sense, like, or I thought I didn't know who I was. But oddly enough, I had always known when I was younger that I wanted to be involved in acting or some kind of creative arts, you know, world. I'd always known it. It's just that I kept denying it because I was told that that was not possible for me. Mm. And so I said, okay, well, then what else can I do? And so it's like I was fighting against this desire constantly. And so, you know, if I wasn't able to do pharmacy, my parents said, fine, what do you want to do? So I chose something else. I chose sociology. I chose to do something that seemed somewhat safe still, but wasn't completely what I enjoyed or liked. You know, it was like I was constantly fighting against this. But I'm still glad that I did what I did. So, you know, I joined a sociology program, and then I worked at National Center for Health Statistics for about a year or so. And again, that depression hit me again. And I was like, what is going on? I don't like this. This isn't me. And so if you look in my at my resume from my 20s, I was like doing everything I could, you know, to figure out who am I? What is it that where do I thrive? And it was constantly fighting against this desire to be an actor. Constant fighting against my truth. And that is where I am today. I am, you know, finally like accepted it, you know, after I think 20 years of or more of fighting against that desire, I finally accepted that this is what I want. I want to be an actress. And so I moved to LA this January, and that's where I'm at. And, you know, it's hard. It's definitely harder when you're old to get into the industry. But, you know, for me, it's like I want to have no regrets. That's the whole point of why I'm doing this. I want to have no regrets looking back. And I believe that honoring your truth is freedom, ultimate freedom. And you know, I think there are a lot of people like me who are shadow artists who want to express themselves and are scared. And I was that person for a long time. And I think that the reason that this near-death incident occurred was to wake me up. Because it really got me to the point, I was like shocked, you know, I was like, oh my God, I could have gone, I was in the Pacific Ocean, I was swimming, and I could have gone into this riptide. And I was like, you know what, what is it that I want to do with my life? Like, you never know, don't take it for granted. You know, you don't know when you leave this world. So I was like, you know what, I want to go fully into acting and writing, and that's who I am.
Wow, that was a powerful eye-opening experience.
It was. Yes.
Yeah.
I
think there's a lot of people that can relate to that, though, you know, and when you stuff the emotions of something that you're meant to do, your calling, there are so many of us out there in the world that this has happened to, and we take different avenues and different paths. And then when you finally do come back to where you're supposed to be, what did you notice? What changed in your life?
The most noticeable change is my mental and emotional health, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't feel that depression anymore. I used to feel it all the time, like a weight, you know, that I was carrying around constantly. And I feel so free. I can't even tell you how free I feel in comparison to what I used to feel like. Just to acknowledge the truth, you know? It's not even that I haven't necessarily been a part of any big production, or haven't been, you know, I'm on my journey to being like establishing myself within the industry, but it's just that aspect of saying, you know what, this is who I am. That is so freeing. I can't even tell you. I mean, there's a lot of people I know that they have similar stories. Maybe it's not, you know, I want to be an actress, but maybe it's like, you know, a secret that they haven't been able to tell. Something
right.
about themselves that they've denied or feel ashamed of. And when they've come out, I've seen and heard stories of people like losing weight after they revealed who they were.
Yeah.
So for me, it was just, it's depression, like not feeling that heaviness and just really, I feel aligned with who I am. And because I feel aligned with who I am, I'm also attracting other people similar to me into my life. So I'm like connecting with people who are on the same journey as I am, you know?
Yeah. When you bring yourself into alignment, everything seems to fall into place and, you know, things manifest, things happen, things come into your existence when you acknowledge it, right?
Yes. Exactly. Absolutely.
Which is awesome. So tell me about back in DC, you ran the Care Actor Theater Arts Education Company. Now, tell us a little bit about that, because that was starting to get into acting in a way. Is that right?
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I was like, this is it for me. I'll just teach others theater. I'll just teach kids the thing that I love. And even then I was like, wait a minute, I finally understood that that's not enough. But yes, I started the Care Actor Theater Arts Education Company that's in the DC area. We're in, Fairfax County, Arlington County, Montgomery County primarily. And we do classes and camps. And, you know, the idea is to awaken creativity in children and to build courage, confidence, and character. So that's why we are called Care Actor, because we are a character education program as well.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Really, to me, it's about that piece really is more important to me than anything else is to use theater to teach character education. And the idea was really to help kids to express their creativity and to give them a sense of ownership, because they get to write plays, original plays.
Oh.
The camps. Yeah, they do the artwork, they do the writing, you know, we help them direct it, of course, but they do all the aspects of putting together a production, and they get to see and experience it firsthand, you know? So in a way, they have created a whole entire play that they get to perform in front of their family and friends. It's incredible. And, you know, I've been doing it for 9 years and I've seen amazing work come through these children. And as happy as I am to be a part of that, you know, I also, again, deep down was not expressing my own creativity. So that's where, you know, again, I hit a wall.
But that started your journey. That's where it started your journey into healing. When you started that, you knew what you wanted, and you began immersing yourself in it. And then when it wasn't enough, then you moved on. So now out in LA, tell everybody what you're doing out there. Wonderful things.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So in LA, I'm pursuing acting. I have an acting coach. So going to class, I get my butt kicked every time I go to class. He pushes me, but it's great. You know, he's such a great, he's an actor himself. Alan Feinstein, people may have heard of him, but he's been around for a while. And so of course I'm taking the acting classes, and then, you know, I'm on all the, they have like different, you know, acting agencies, or that you're, you know, you want, when you're an actor, you go on them, like LA Casting and, you know, backstage.com, Actors Access, what have you, to get gigs. So, you know, done some work in a small, short film. I've been to several auditions as well. So I'm getting connected with the community out there. And I'm also starting my second business, which is Daydreamers International. And, you know, as I've mentioned, you know, my journey has been to deny who I am for a really long time. So I really want to help people who are in the shadows, who aren't honoring who they are, and to help them to get to that point where they begin to really acknowledge their truth. And then to, you know, using my experience in business to take people's, turn their passions into a full career, a sustainable, viable career, you know, in art. Because I've done it for the past 9 years with character, and I did not have a degree in, you know, economics or business. I did not have a degree in fine arts, in theater. I didn't have any necessarily, like, you know, certification to validate what I was doing, but I did it because I was passionate about it, because,
yeah,
you know, like there are ways around it. I really believe, like, in not getting stuck on a story that tells you you can't do something, rather to transform your story into what can you do and how can you do it, and to learn the ways to get around it. So yeah, it's Daydreamers is, you know, it's pretty much brand new. It's 6 months in the making, but I am working on helping people to get, turn their passions into a viable career ultimately.
Yeah. And you're a dream coach. I mean, I love that. A dream coach.
Yes, because people have dreams. I know. I talk to people all the time. I have so many artist friends who are like, well, I don't know if I can, this is my dream. I want to be a musician, but I just don't know if I can do it. There's so many musicians out there. There's thousands upon thousands, but that story isn't for me. And I'm like, no, that's exactly where I want you to say, it is possible for you. We all can do this. I am a person who had so many insecurities growing up as a kid. I was the shyest kid in my school. I feel like I barely talk to anybody when I was in school. It was painfully shy. I did not like to raise my hand and did not like to talk in front of people. The only thing that actually, it's funny, theater was the only place where I felt I could come out of my shell. But in some ways that makes sense, because you're acting as somebody else. So you are kind of had that permission through theater to be being another character. You get the permission to come out and show your personality. Right.
So, right.
Yeah. So that kind of makes sense. But yeah, if a painfully shy kid like me can come to a point where I'm able to do a podcast interview today, right? Like,
right.
Why wouldn't you be able to do that? So that's why I really don't like to hear people saying I can't. I want to work with those type of people who want to have a full-time career in art and sit down and create a strategy for them. Because there is a strategy to this. It's not just I wake up and my dream is going to happen. I do say that, you know, no one is entitled to their dream. You have to work on it every day. There is a strategy. So, you know, that is what I want to do. I want to help people as a dream coach, first to recognize what is your dream and your ultimate dream, not just a like small dream. I want you guys to go big, you know, what is your grandest dream? What is that? And let's work through it. Let's actually like create a plan.
Yeah. And I was very fortunate to take your manifestation monologues.
That was
so.
Yes.
I want you to tell everybody about that because it's so powerful. Yes. It's a powerful journey that you take, and there was I know the people that were in it really helped them. So, tell everybody a little bit about manifestation monologues.
Absolutely. So using my storytelling and theater background, I devised a tool called manifestation monologues. The idea is you are a character in your own life, right? Where this, right. And to me, is a play. So the idea is to write a speech, a 2 to 5 minute speech, as if you're a character in your life, about a desired future experience. So for me, and I'll just put it out there, I'm right now a single woman. So for me, my desired future experience is to be married and to have children. So I created a manifestation monologue for myself where I wrote a speech as if I was already there. I was already married. I was already, I was just about to have a child. And when I read that to people, when I read this monologue to everybody in the webinar, people are like, my God, this sounds like it's already a thing. And I'm like, that's exactly the point, guys. It's writing something as if it is already there. And it is using this aspect of law of attraction. It's rooted in law of attraction, the idea or the concept of in the present moment, you're experiencing it. Even if it isn't there, you are experiencing it now. Because ultimately, time is really, I guess I don't want to get too into like all this, sort of esoteric spiritual stuff, but time can be now. I mean, time is now, right? So like if you can experience a future experience now. And so, the idea is to write and embody, not just write it, but to embody it. So to use acting techniques to, just like an actor would, you would memorize the monologue and you would embody it. You would say it like I would as when I'm rehearsing a character, when I'm rehearsing my lines, it has to be second nature. I have to be able to spit it out in front of everybody as if it is me. I am that person, right? So you embody that. And I really believe, feelings are a point of attraction. So if you can experience that feeling now of having that thing already in the present moment, there is nothing that can prevent it from coming. That's how law of attraction works. The universe has no other reason than to bring it to you, because it's already there.
Right. And that's why it's such a powerful tool to use and to have. And, if you don't like what you wrote, rewrite it. Right?
Exactly.
It's your life.
No, absolutely.
And things do change, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. And you may say, that is not what I want anymore. So you can rewrite it. You can write, you can write several manifestation monologues. You can write it about, just the other day, I was on the plane. I was coming back home and I had to, we were moving out from the office and moving into a new space, right? And I was just starting to stress out about like, oh my gosh, I have so much packing to do. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this very thing that I tell people not to do, right? So I said, well, how do I switch this story to a story of one that will benefit me, And I started to think, well, everything will flow. Everything that has to get packed will get done. It has to get done. I can't avoid the doing part of it, but I can do it either in a stressful manner or I can do it in a manner of flow. So I just started to imagine and picture, it being done. Like everything was good to go. And guess what? Everything that day, it was last week that we had to do the move, and everything went so well, like better than I could have imagined.
It's funny how you say that because, not to interrupt, but I don't want to miss this point. when you change your thoughts, you change everything. So when you change your thoughts, you change your life, is what Wayne Dyer always said. So the same thing that you're telling everybody is, once you made the conscious effort to change the way you were thinking about it, things flowed beautifully.
Exactly. And it flowed more beautifully than I could have imagined. I mean, in fact, I thought I was going to have 2 days where I had to, for the move, I reserved 2 days. I only needed one. It was awesome.
So that was a powerful tool for you then.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly. So you can even do it for not a, if it's just like a grand, you know, future experience scares you, try it on a small future experience. Try it on something that's like just about to happen next week. You know, somebody was telling me they had an interview coming up. So I said, why don't you use this technique to help you with the interview? And she was like, thank you so much. You know, imagine the interview goes really well. Imagine you have, you know, you're confident. Imagine that you're, you know, that you have the answers for every question. Like, just imagine you going through that process. So, you know, the power of imagination is what I use in the manifestation monologues. You know, that's one element of many to help people to first access what is that grandest dream and then to embody it.
Wow. I got goosebumps. So I want to ask you, who are your mentors that you look up to? Who are your role models and why those role models? I mean, what pushed you forward, you know, somebody to look up to?
Well, I mean, I have they're basically people most of us have heard of, like Oprah and Brené Brown. There's just a lot of people out there in this sphere of like new age thought and spirituality that, you know, I've been paying attention to for years. And I think in my 20s, that's why I was able to honor my truth quickly in comparison to some people, because I was listening to a lot of these talks and I was like, you know what? I'm listening to these talks, but I need to do something. I can't just listen to them. Like, I have to actually do something too, right?
Right.
Like, I can only listen to so many discussions of like how to live your grandest dream and then not actually do it. That's kind of crazy. So, I would say those are the bigger, you know, my idols in a general sense, that have helped me. That would be Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah's big for everybody. You know, I mean, who hasn't she touched, you know, in so many ways? But I know just talking about it, you and I talked about the books that we read, you know, the people that we followed and stuff are similar. So it's really like you attract, like attracts like, you know, so you attract those people into your existence that you're most like. So when you do those manifestation monologues, you know, that's exactly what you're doing, right? You're pulling in everybody that's around that is on the similar energy level as you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So when you tell people, hey, I'm a dream coach, what is the one thing that they think, what is an assumption they think a dream coach is?
Have you
come across anybody that, you know,
that's a good question. I mean, most of the times they're like, what? Yeah, they're just like, what is that? And I'm like, well, I help creatives and artists to honor their gifts and talents. And then they're like, oh, okay, I get that. but yeah, I guess sort of seems like dreamy because it's like dream coach. Okay, it seems a little maybe esoteric in some ways. But it really is just being able to, I'm somebody, let's put it this way, I'm somebody who is honoring my dreams. And I feel like I have done that, like I said, fighting against it and knowing how hard it can be to even acknowledge, you know? So I get it. I completely understand when someone's like, I don't know if this is possible for me. Or, you know, I have so many friends within my circle who are creative and they're so talented, but just are like, no, I don't think I can give up my 9-to-5 ever, because that's just not possible, you know?
Yeah, it's the fear. It's the fear of the unknown that comes,
exactly.
That creeps in.
Yeah. And it killed me because, sure, you can. Sure, it is hard. I'm not gonna deny that following your dream is easy. But following your dream is what I believe the universe and what we're meant to do here. I really do think that sharing our gifts is what is required of us, in a sense, in the school of life. You know, there are out there who are suffering, and a lot of people think, well, how can me making music help like the world? It does. I mean, just imagine, imagine all the people that have touched your soul. Think about it. If they hadn't decided to go forward, how would you feel about that? You know?
Yeah. It would be, I mean, if I never had music, I don't know where I'd be, because I use music for everything that I do. You know, I mean, it's the beginning of the podcast. It's something that makes me feel good. You know, you turn it on, you dance around, you bring a lot of joy into your life. So like music, and for myself, it's my artwork, you know, and it's, you know, journaling, anything that brings joy, right?
Yeah. And people think, oh, well, I'm not that special. You are. You are in the eyes of, you know, you are in the eyes of a divine source. You are special.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just people deny that part of themselves, because for various reasons. And it's, to me, it's, I'm trying to really help people understand that, no, your gift is as important as anyone else's gift. I mean, Steve Jobs had a gift. You do have a gift too. You know what I mean? Like, we all have something to offer and contribute to the world. And it's important for us to recognize that.
Right. I think just as it goes, when something comes so easy to you, like I'll say with lettering, okay, because I do calligraphy and lettering and Old English and stuff like that. When it's something that it's born in you, or it's a talent, or it's something that you pick up so easily, you don't think very much of it. You think, oh, it's a piece of cake. Anybody can do this. But it's really not the truth. Not everybody can do what you do.
Absolutely.
So, and, right. So that talent, you know, it's like music. Somebody can pick up a guitar and play a guitar. You know, not everybody can do that.
Yeah. And also, I actually would add that a gift can also be something that doesn't have to be necessarily the art itself, but it could be an aspect of yourself that maybe you were made fun of for, or something that you deny. I would say for me, you know, being an empath is a gift. It's something that is a part of me that I didn't understand when growing up. And I was told so many times, I mean, like repeatedly, you're so emotional. You're so like sensitive. You're so emotional, right? But it is a gift that I have. I have a gift to connect people to themselves and to my, you know, and to one another. And I use theater to do that, but that is the ultimate gift, is that I'm able to, you know, I have an ability to understand emotion, and myself as an empath, can, the reason why acting works so well for me is because I immediately can connect to someone else's pain, you know?
Can connect with the person that you're portraying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's really the gift. It's like the acting is the icing on the cake, but the gift is really the, you know, the ability to empathize.
Right.
Yeah.
The ability to feel their emotion and feel into it. Yeah, totally. Wow. You just gave me goosebumps again. So, I would think, you know, when I talk about assumptions like Dream Coach and Daydreamers International, have you had anybody come up and say, hey, do you do dream interpretations? or
No, that's funny that hasn't come up yet. That's so funny. That's not an assumption that has come up yet. And I would say that I'm fascinated by dream interpretations, but that is not what I do.
I don't
necessarily interpret dreams per se. It's more about acknowledging your dream in the sense to a gift and talent. But that is so funny. My sister is really into that. She actually gave me years ago. She gave me like a book, like the A to Z dictionary of dreams.
Dream.
So, yeah.
I think I have that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have it somewhere. So yeah, if there's ever a time where I wake up from a dream, I can go straight to that now and look up, something that's symbolic in my dream.
Yeah, I love the title Dream Coach. I love the name of your business, Daydreamers International. I think it's very creative, very. I know what it speaks to, but I'm just thinking, have you ever had anybody say that to you?
Oh yeah. No, I'm glad you brought that up. No, let me just clarify that it's not dream interpretation. It really is helping artists and creatives to acknowledge what their dream is and to help them with a game plan to make their dream come true, to turn that dream into a reality. And, Daydreamers International is a global arts organization. It is not just, here in the U.S. This is all around the world. And I would like to help creatives. That is kind of the first and primary wing of it, but there is also another wing of Daydreamers International, which has yet to kind of come into being, which is the production side. I would like to also create work, collaborating with artists that are on a similar wavelength as me, and creating artwork that helps to heal the planet and raise the consciousness of the world. So that is the other wing that will be coming, I think in a year or so, get fully realized in a little bit, after helping others individually, I will move on to creating productions.
So that leads right into my next question, which would be, if you could solve any one problem in the world related to, your business or whatever it would be, what would that problem be?
I think it comes down to creativity. I really think it just comes down to awakening creativity in others, and to, help people into their greatness, to recognize their greatness. And I wanted to just mention, Brené Brown, she talks about unused creativity. She says unused creativity is not benign. And there is no I am creative or I'm not creative. It's either I'm using my creativity or I'm not using my creativity.
That's a good point. Yeah. That is a good point, because we're all creative beings.
Exactly. Everything's creativity. Like when you make a dish for yourself, that's creativity. When you're cooking, anytime you have an innovative idea, that's creativity. Creativity is in many forms, even in the tech world, that's creativity. A lot of what they're doing is using creativity by writing code.
Right. So I could say, Daydreamers International is pretty much, it's a broad range. It can affect anybody, not just artists per se, with the title of an artist. It's anybody out there in the world that wants to move forward into their dreams.
Absolutely. And I've been working with a lot of non-artists, so to speak, as well. People who don't necessarily consider themselves artists, just like you said, but have joined me in this storytelling process. So recently I worked with a group of divorced Muslim women, and they had never done improv. Improvisational theater. And I was doing these silly improv games with them, and they were loving it. And they had no idea that they were creative, right? Like, they had no idea that they even had any acting skills or any kind of creativity. And they suddenly were able to recognize these parts of their personality that they'd never expressed. And they told me after that experience, you know, it was like a month, it was a month long workshop in the sense that it was like every weekend for a month. And they told me after that experience that they never realized how funny they were. They never realized like, you know, how talented they were in writing or any of these aspects of creativity that, like I said, that don't get used. And it really helped them. And specifically, this workshop was to help them. We called it Turning Pain into Power, for them to write their stories. Yeah, to write their stories, because some of them, have been through domestic violence. Some of them have been through some really just very, traumatic experiences. And they were able to really use that to release these painful stories, because the idea wasn't to talk about the pain. It was really to talk about the transformation, you know, of the pain.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that local, or was that an online event, or was that a local event?
It was a local event. It was in, the Reston, Virginia, that area. Herndon, Virginia. So we did do it in person, but this is the what kind of work I want to do, actually, you know. So if anyone's interested in listening out there and would be interested in doing a workshop similar to these women, of helping you to write your stories, I'm more than happy to work with groups to do this kind of work. I'm really passionate about that.
Ooh, wow, that sounds wonderful. So how can they reach you, Pooja? Get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's several ways you can reach me. You can email me at daydreamersinternational@gmail.com. I also have my website at www.daydreamersinternational.com. And, you know, you can be a part of our community by signing up for the Daring Daydreamers newsletter. At the very top of the homepage, you can subscribe. And then also, because we have been talking about the manifestation monologues, I do want to say that I just put up the course package, so you can check it out. If you go on the Daydreamers International website under course packages, you can see what, you know, the manifestation monologues are and hear a few testimonials of, from previous course members. And there is a pre-sale running right now. I'm selling the Manifestation Monologue course package for $99 as a pre-sale package. The course will be ready to go and deliver to everyone's email on June 9th. It is a self-directed course, so it'll be 8 short videos of how to write your manifestation monologues, and I'll go more in depth about it, you know, talking about the key elements to manifestation monologue, talking about how this process works and what have you. And there's also a guided visualization exercise in it. So all of that will be in the course. And it's really powerful, guys. It's something that you can do several times. So it's an investment in yourself, in your dream, because it's something you can do over and over again. You can use the manifestation monologue course for, like I said, it could be a grand dream, or it could be something that's just happening, you know, next week. It really can be used.
Right.
Repeat.
Right. And you can do that. Like I would do that, like at the beginning of the year for the whole year. What do you want to happen this year? Right. It's kind of like that kind of thing you can use to push forward and rewrite it if something doesn't feel right with you.
Exactly.
Or your idea changes, you know, because your wants or your needs might change when you come into contact with something else.
Yeah. And it's just to get you in that feeling of, look, the feeling of joy and bliss
happens
now. There's nothing preventing us from feeling whatever feeling we want. There's nothing preventing from, right?
That is so big. That is so big, Pooja. It is.
That's
there
true.
Is nothing preventing us.
No, feelings can be accessed now. Any feeling. And that's what I know as an actor, you see. Because as an actor, if I have to play someone that's, you know, dissatisfied, I would have to access that feeling immediately. or happy and joyful. I can access that emotion. So it really is, I believe life is a play. So why not play with life? Why not use that?
Oh, my God. I love that. Life is a play. Why not play with life? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got to coin that.
Yes, I think I wrote that somewhere and I was like, I'm going to use it. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. So Manifestation Monologues, it's a course and it's done online. And it starts, what day does it start?
So I will have the course package ready to go on June 9th, but there's a pre-sale going on until June 5th. So like I said, it's $99 right now. It will go up to $127. So I would say get that now if you want to be a part of this powerful tool, if you want to have access to this powerful tool. And I keep forgetting to say this, but another important thing is if you're one of the first three people to purchase the package, you'll get a free one-on-one session with me. It's a 30-minute session, which is normally my initial consultation is about $50 and goes up to $150 afterwards. So I definitely would take advantage of that.
A good deal.
It is a good deal because then I can help you also. Once you've written the monologue, I can help you with the acting. I can coach you into the acting aspect.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is so great. Oh my God. So they do this on an online platform. What is it, something they have to download? Is it a website they go to? How do they do this?
It'll be on my website. I will be using my website there will be a portal on the website in a sense. And
okay.
We'll get the password and all the videos will be there and you can just go accordingly. So I will be in, you know, 8 short videos. I'll probably add some bonus videos if more material comes up that I feel I want, you know, it's important to share. But definitely 8 videos. I'll get into the nitty gritty of what a manifestation monologue is. And I'll go into the key elements and get very specific about what the key elements are, how to write it, you know, like what are the key elements to write it. Then I will do a visualization exercise, which that's the part that I would say is the key, most important part, because the guided visualization, anytime I've done this visualization, it even surprises me that people go so deep. And they're able to, I think it's because you're in this relaxed state, you access certain latent desires that you haven't even thought about. Like, for example, Nadia, who mentioned in her testimonial, she did this course. I did the webinar 2 times. And so she did the webinar. And she saw herself on a jet. Okay. I know it's like crazy. She saw herself on a jet and she's like, I had no idea I even wanted to be on a jet. But that's what she saw. And she saw it come up several times after that. So obviously something that was within her, but she wasn't accessing or was blocking. And being a part of that course on the webinar, I did the manifestation monologue webinar. I did it twice. And I did a guided visualization exercise. And that really helped her to access that, right? So I would say that's the most important piece of it. Yes, the writing is important too. But, like, I think that's where people really get to see what is it they want to create.
Wow. That's powerful because you don't realize what subconsciously you have held in, what you want to do with your life until you do something like that. And it brings it up. So that's really cool. That's a cool testimonial.
That is a cool testimonial. And I'm glad you mentioned that subconscious, our subconscious mind is very, it's what creates our reality. I mean, you know, from having been, you know, you've read Dr. Bruce Lipton's work, you know.
Love him, yeah.
Yes. And he talks a lot about that, about how our subconscious mind creates our reality. And I believe he says that 95% of our reality is from our subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, from our beliefs.
So, yeah, that is what it is. It's about retraining your brain, in a sense, like retraining the subconscious mind and shifting it.
Well, Pooja, we do have a caller. They dropped off and it looks like they're back. Would you like, let's just take this caller and see what questions they have. This is caller number 870 area code. What question do you have for Pooja and what is your name?
It's
Hello,
me,
are you there?
Of course.
Oh, how did I know that? Pooja, look who's on the line.
Well, I got on his interview, so I guess he had to come on mine.
Okay. So what
you know,
is
I've been consistent for the last 3 weeks.
I love it, Jamad. How are you?
I'm marvelous. I am. So I have a question, but I do want to say, everyone, I took Pooja's Manifestation Monologue webinar, and it really kind of up-levels your frame of thinking for your life. That's all I'm going to say. If you need to really kind of up-level yourself and where you are to get to the next place you're trying to be on a deeper level, I would take the course. That's all I'm saying. But my question is, Pooja,
yes.
You there?
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Great.
Yeah.
So I remember hearing you talk about Brené Brown, you know, unused creativity and things like that. What are simple ways that you found that we can be creative in our day-to-day lives?
Oh, I love that. That's a great question.
Great
question. It's as simple as, you know, if you want to just get a coloring book and like some, you know, colored pencils or even crayons like a kid and you just want to color, that is actually shown to help people. It's very therapeutic as well. And just, you know, even like I said, cooking. I mean, if you want to make cooking into something fun for yourself, you can, you know, use that. I had a friend once who it was really cool. She used to take magazines, and on top of the magazines, she used to take watercolors and color those in and create like a new piece of artwork on top of, you know, a publication, like a print.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And it looks so cool. And she like put it up in her room, like some of these. And I was like, that is so cool. Like I would never thought to do that. You know, I think that creativity is an everyday aspect of our lives, and there's potential to, you know, showcase our creativity in many ways. So those are just a few ideas, and it doesn't have to necessarily be art related directly. If you don't like coloring, you don't like, you know, if it's writing, to journal every day. I don't know if you've heard of The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. It's an amazing book.
Yeah.
And she talks about morning pages, and she says that, you know, to every day, just to write a stream of consciousness, just 3 minutes, 3 pages long, sorry, I'm getting a little stuffed. But yeah, 3 pages long, just write. And if it's just things like if it's your to-do list that comes out in that writing, let it come, just write. And what people have experienced from doing that, from writing every morning in these morning pages, there'll be ideas, potential projects that come up. So, for example, somebody, you know, in the morning pages started off just by writing their to-do list could ultimately end up realizing that they have a script idea, and it eventually will come through. You know, once you get
rid of awesome.
Yeah, like a lot of us, the first thing, like when even in meditation, right, the first thing that people go to is their to-do list.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow, what a great question, Jamad. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome question.
I bring the questions, I do.
Yeah.
But once again, y'all, I love Pooja. I love Elizabeth. Amazing. I mean, it's really an amazing technique. Manifestation monologues, I could preach on top of a mountain by them, about them. So, just
thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pooja, you just mentioned the three things that I do. Color.
Oh, really?
I color, I create recipes, and I cook. And I journal every day. Those are the three things that I do.
There you go.
It's so funny. I do journal. I have a few journals. You know, I have an evidence journal. I have a gratitude, like an appreciation type of journal. And I journal, and then I will wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and write because, you know, I'm just, I wake up and it's like you have an idea and then I just go to my computer and I'll write. So it's very powerful. And, you know, I know with coloring and like, you know, because I do draw and I do color and all that stuff, it just puts you in a space of meditation. It's the same thing as meditating for me. Anyways, I don't know if anybody else has the same type of experience when you're in, I don't want to say it's a mindless, repetitive motion if you're coloring, because you have to think about the color and you have to think about where you're putting it, but it puts you like in a meditative type of state.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I think you're tapping into all those, you know, subconscious thoughts and patterns, and you're listening to your intuitive guidance that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is so powerful. So I really, really loved manifestation monologues. And I do have to say, like Jamad said, I had taken it. It is a wonderful program. If anybody is interested in it, this is a killer deal you got here going. I mean, it's a wonderful program. So I will definitely put that link on ElizabethSampson.com on the archive shows so you can get to Pooja's website. That'll be there once this podcast is over and uploaded. And we only have a few minutes left, Pooja. So I would like you to tell everybody again how they can reach you and contact you to work with you.
Absolutely. Well, you can go on www.daydreamersinternational.com and you'll see that you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can also, if you scroll down, you can book a time with me. And again, my initial consultation fees for 30 minutes are $50. And then if you, you know, want to work with me thereafter, it's $150 for an hour. And then the manifestation monologue is a course package under course packages, and we're doing a pre-sale for $99. You can also, if you want to just email me directly, you can contact me at daydreamersinternational@gmail.com. And I'm happy to, you know, answer any questions you have, or if you just, you know, you need help with creating a plan for your dream, that's what I'm here for. So just, you know, contact me there. And if you also want to be a part of, I have a Facebook group as well. And, you know, we're always discussing our, you know, different aspects of, you know, what it takes to create our dream and make it into reality, turn it into reality. It's called Daring Daydreamers. So if you want to join our Facebook group, that's completely free. And you can just request to be in the group and I will approve you. And that would be a great way to, you know, be a part of the program and connect with the Daydreamers International community. I also do Periscopes. So if you hear more about the work I do Periscopes every day, just about every day, at Pooja MC is my handle. So at POOJAMC.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on and being my guest this week. I really appreciated it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for inviting me and having this wonderful podcast for people. I think the work you're doing is also very incredible, and I'm glad you're sharing your gifts with everybody.
Ah, thank you so much. Well, we are going to close this show out. Pooja, I will contact you shortly. So that I can get all that information up on my website for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, so much. Thank you for coming in, Pooja, and thank you for being our guest. And if you want to learn more about activating your healing genes, turning off your illness genes, come on over to ElizabethSampson.com. Sign up for a free discovery call with me if you want to know, or you can follow me over on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can get all those links on my website. And if you're ready to shed the illness and get to the root cause of your physical ailments, coaching just might be right for you. So sign up for a session with me today. And I want you to remember, everybody to remember, it's up to you to take 100% control of your health, that you hold the key to your healing, and it depends on you to choose which road that you want to travel. So thank you, everybody, for coming in next week. I will have a little bit of chit-chat talk, and then after that, I'm going on vacation. So we'll see you next week at 3 p.m. on Wednesday. So take care, everybody. Until then.